Thank you.
जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ, जय गिरिवर दारी। जय गिरिवर दारी, जय यशोदानंदन, जय ब्रज जन रंजन, जय ब्रज जन रंजन। जय ब्रज जन रंजन, जय ब्रज जन रंजन। जय यमुना तीरा वनचारी, जय कुंज बिहारी। जय यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ, जय गिरिवर दारी। जय गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन, जय गिरिवर धारी। जय गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ, जय गिरिवर दारी। जय गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन జయ యశోదానందన జయ బ్రజ జనరంజన జయ బ్రజ జనరంజన జయ యశోదానందన జయ బ్రజ జనరంజన జయ బ్రజ జనరంజన జయ యశోదానందన జయ బ్రజ జనరంజన జయ బ్రజ జనరంజన జయ జయ యమునతీర వనచారి జయ కుంజ బిహారి జయ యమునతీర వనచారి జయ కుంజ బిహారి జయ యమునతీర వనచారి జయ కుంజ bihari jayo yamuna jayo radha madhava jayo kunja bihari jayo జయ రాధా మాధవ జయ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ జయ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ జయ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ జయ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ ఓం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య స్తోత్ర శత శ్రీ శ్రీమతి డివైన్ గ్రేస్ అభయ చరణ అరవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ బృంద కీ జయ నామాచార్య శీల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కీ జయ రూప సనాతన భట్ట రఘునాథ శ్రీజీవ గోపాల భట్టదాస రఘునాథ షడ్ గోస్వామి ప్రభు గన్ కీ జయ గ్రంథరాజ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం మహాపురాణ కీ జయ నిథాయ గౌర ప్రేమానందే ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీ All glories to assemble devotee, all glories to assemble devotee. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 12 चैप्टर 11 and text number 25 till 28. Kindly repeat after me. Text number 25. Shri Krishna Krishna Sakavrishni Rishabhavanidri Rajanya Vamshadahana Napavarga Virya गोविंद गोप वनिता व्रज भृत्य गीता तीर्थ श्रव श्रवण मंगल पाहि भृत्यान् श्री कृष्ण कृष्ण सक वृष्णि वृषभावनीध्री राजन्य वंश दहना नपवर्ग वीरिया गोविंद गोप वनिता व्रज भृत्य गीता तीर्थ श्रव श्रवण मंगल पाहि भृत्यान् श्री कृष्ण कृष्ण सक वृष्णि वृषभावनीद्री राजन्य वंश दहना नपवर्ग वीरिया गोविंद गोप वनिता व्रज भृत्य गीता तीर्थ श्रव श्रवण मंगल पाहि भृत्यान् श्री सर्वमंगल पाहि भृत्या। माताजीस, राजन्य वंशधः नानपवर्ग वीर्या, गोविंद गोपवनिता व्रजवृत्त गीता, what word meaning? Sri Krishna, O Sri Krishna, Krishna Sakha, O friend of Arjuna, Vrishni, O of the descendants of Vrishni, Rishabha, O chief, Avani, on the earth, Druk, rebellious, Rajanya Vamsha, of the dynasty of the kings, Dahana, O annihilator, Anapavarga, without deterioration, Gopa, of the cowherd men, Vanita, and the cowherd women, Vraja, by the multitude, Vritya, and by their servants, Gita, Sang, Tirtha, pious as the most holy place of pilgrimage. Shravaha, whose glories, Shravana, just to hear about whom, Mangala, auspicious, Pahi, please protect, Vrityan, your servants. Translation, O Krishna, O friend of Arjuna, O chief among the descendants of Vrishni, you are the destroyer of those political parties that are disturbing elements on this earth. Your prowess never deteriorates. You are the proprietor of the transcendental abode, and your most sacred glories, which are sung by Vrindavana's cowherd men and women and their servants, below bestow all auspiciousness just by being heard. O Lord, please protect your devotees. As this verse does not have a purport, we'll read till text number 28. Yaidam kalya utthaya mahapurusha lakshanam tachitah prayato japtva brahma veda guhashayam. Anyone who rises early in the morning and with a purified mind fixed upon the Mahapurusha, quietly chants this description of his characteristics, will realize him as the Supreme Absolute Truth residing within the heart. Sri Shaunaka Uvacha, Shuko Yadah Bhagavan Vishnurataya Shrunvate Sauragano Masi Masi Nana Vasati Saptakaha Tesham namani karmani niyukta namadhishvare bruhina shraddhananam vyuham suryatmanohare. Sri Shaunaka said, please describe to us who have great faith in your words, in the different sets of seven personal features and associates the sun god exhibits during each month, along with their names and activities. The associates of the sun god who serve their lord are personal expansions of the supreme personality of Godhead Hari in his features as the presiding deity of the sun. Purport, by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. After hearing an account of the exalted conversation between Shukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit, Saunaka now inquires about the sun as the expansion of the Supreme Lord. Although the sun is the king of all planets, Sri Saunaka is specifically interested in this effulgent globe as the expansion of Sri Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The personalities related with the sun are of 7 categories. In the course of the sun's orbit, there are 12 months, and in each month, a different sun god and a different set of his 6 associates preside. In each of the 12 months, beginning from Vaishakha, there are different names for the sun god himself: the sage, the yaksha, the gandharva, the apsara, the rakshasa, and the naga, making a total of 7 categories. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatamaham vande sri guru dinatarinam Sri Chaitanyeshwaram Paramanandamadavam Asaduna Sadutadain Atinicho Chatakara Hanamum Chama Premna Ratmaratakantavyaspura. Hare Krishna, I seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak on this exalted subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, and this is interesting section of description of Lord's Vibhuti. So, and also today is the day where we are changing the year as per calendar. We are entering in 2021. So, actually, as per official statement, by the age of 21, people becomes mature, or the person becomes mature to take much more responsibilities, isn't it? And one of the responsibility which is handed over into that, to get married, isn't it? And for boys, so by that age, this millennium has also become matured. And to celebrate, actually, people were so much desperate not to welcome 2021. Of course, to welcome 2021. But yesterday's celebration was that 2020 is getting over. For that, people celebrated much more. This is the first time this happened. And to welcome 2021, there are so many messages are floating now, isn't it? And one particular message caught my attention. It was interesting one. It was saying, day by day, teri khushiya ho jaye double. Day by day, is saal, day by day, teri khushiya ho jaye double. Teri jindagi se delete ho jaye sare trouble. So, teri jindagi te, sari jo trouble hai, sari jo chinta hai, wo khatam ho jaye. भगवान रखे हमेशा तुझे स्मार्ट एंड फिट, तेरे लिए न्यू ईयर हो सुपर ड्यूपर हिट. सो दिस ईयर वी वांट अवर खुशियां हो जाए डबल, इजंट इट, एंड ऑल द ट्रबल्स शुल गेट ओवर. दैट इज द डिजायर बेसिकली, एंड दिस इज द इननेट डिजायर ऑफ ईच एंड एवरी लिविंग एंटिटी. We all are searching for happiness. And that search for happiness, khushiya ho jaye double, that is unending. This desire for happiness is unending. And that is what we all are searching with every new thing happening. We think the new will bring change, new will bring happiness. But that happiness, how long does it last? Short time. And last year in 2020, I remember, in like last day of 2019, isn't it? Everyone was celebrating 2020, meri khushiya ho jaye double. But 2020 brought such a topsy-turvy in life. People could not even imagine. Means everyone experienced what it happens to an animal when he is in zoo. Isn't it? Each one of the people, like each one of the population, they were closed in one flat, whatever our residences were. So, time always throws, and faase jaise kehte hai, is dice, which cannot be fathomed by living entity. And then still we continue our that desperate need, search for happiness. I want khushiya. Then yesterday I was talking with one person. I asked him, what is your name? So she told, Khushi. My name is Khushi. But name is Khushi, but experience is of Dukhi. This world, whatever name you might have, the experience what we get is of unhappiness. And now we are hoping. And that is the only thing which are keeping us alive in this world, that hope. Arre chalo, pichla saal bura tha, lekin agla saal graha badalne wale hai, 2021 will be better. Isn't it? Grahan ho chuka hai, ek grahan ho chuka hai, the one grahan has happened. Now this grahan will bring change. And then, again I will be ready for my enjoyment. I will be ready, I will get what I deserve to enjoy. Yes, enjoyment is birthright of a living entity, anandamaya bhyasa. But expecting that happiness and enjoyment with the matter, that is the birth defect of living entity. Yes, we all want happiness. That is birthright. Because living entity is to mean, that is the nature. It is a Krishna's part and parcel. So, ye to swabhavik hi hai ki hame khushiya chahiye. We want to be happy. But to expect happiness with the matter or to be in the material world, that is the defect of living entity. And to cure that defect, Srimad Bhagavatam is given to all of us. So that we can hear what is the reality. Where is that happiness available? With whom that is available? And therefore today we are discussing from this interesting chapter. This is a 12th canto. We are about to end Srimad Bhagavatam series. Means, of course, we will again start. But the series of 12 canto, beginning from the first canto till 12th canto. It has taken 20 plus years to reach to this journey, to complete this journey. Every day, the shlokas were recited and the purport of these shlokas were delivered. And this section, particularly this 12th canto and the 11th chapter, it is about to end in within few days, within 15 days, the 12th canto will get over here in the temple. In this section, the interestingly, 12th canto talks about departure of Parikshit Maharaj. And we all are ready for welcoming new year. So, this 12th canto talks about departure of Parikshit Maharaj. And what was the condition for Parikshit Maharaj? He had only 7 days to live. Saat din the. Only 7 days to live. And the story which is going on here, just it got over, this verse. It was about Markandeya Rishi. Do you know how many days he lived? He also lived for 7 days. But those 7 days were of Lord Brahma. सात दिन परीक्षित महाराज के लिए थे और 7 दिन मार्कंडेय ऋषि के लिए भी थे, बट 7 days ऑफ लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा. एंड दैट डजंट मीन 1 day और 2 day और 1 year 2 year. दैट मीन्स 6.05 billion years. दोज मेनी ईयर्स मार्कंडेय ऋषि लिव्ड. So both the stories, Maharaj Parikshit, 7 days, he had only 7 days of human calculation of earthly planet. And Markandeya Rishi had 7 days of Lord Brahma, 6.05 billion years. Both the stories are told to us. They come one after another to make us understand that whether we have 7 days or whether we have 7 days of Lord Brahma, what is the duty of a living entity? To perfect his human form of life and engage in the service of the Lord. Otherwise, Srimad Bhagavatam tells, Taravo kimna jivanti, bhastra kimna swashantivat, na khadanti na mehanti, kim gram pashavo pare. Trees also leave. Vastra kimna sashanti, the bellow of blacksmith, that also breaks. The animals, they also produce, they also enjoy. What is the big deal living such a life which is not engaged in the glorification of the Lord, which is not engaged in the service of the Lord, which is not engaged in the service of the devotees of the Lord? Sarvo kimna jivanti. And therefore, when we go from year after year, when we progress, we should progress in this aspect of life. Am I developing that emotion, that bhavana towards Krishna or not? This is the real advancement. And this is the real welcoming of New Year. Otherwise, with every rising and setting of sun, we are losing our life. And when child grows, he looks at the watch and he says, "Arey, time kitna slow hai, bad, aage badhta kyun nahi hai?" And you ask any child, "Bolega, main bada kab ho jaunga?" Isn't it? And he thinks, "Oh, so much time it is taking." But you ask an old person, he will say, "Arey, time bahut bhag raha hai. It's running up, running fast. The time is same, but the perceptions are different." So definitely time is running. And when time is running, are we running behind it or not? Or are we wasting that time? So, Udyan Astancha Yanaso Yad Uttama Shloka Vartaya. So, if we are not engaged in the glorifying, hearing and engaging ourselves in the devotional service, glorifying Lord, then each rising and setting of this sun is taking away our life. So for this, Devahuti, who was associating with a great personality, Sri Kardam Muni, so that time, after passing so many years with him, one day, Kardam Muni said, "Now I have given you everything. Now I want to engage myself in devotional service. I want to fully focus in the absorption of the Lord."
So that time when she realized that Kardamuni is going to leave, that time what she underwent, that is nicely described in this third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that should be our mood when we welcome this new year. So the what happened? The first thing, when she came to know that now Kardamuni is going to leave and I will be all alone. So that time she started reflecting. This is the first thing we should do. Now every time year is coming, year is going. Day is coming, day is going. But what we have done in that day, and generally it is called retrospection or reflection. So the first thing, she started reflecting. Etavatalam kalena vyatikrantena me prabho indriyartha prasangena parityakta paratmanah. She is saying that etavatalam kalena, I have wasted vetikrantena. What I have wasted? Money? Money can be brought back. If I waste my money, I can earn it back. But what I have wasted the kala, time. I have wasted my time. Etavata kalena vetikrantena me prabho. And how I have wasted my time? I have wasted my time engaging in sense gratification with the hope of happiness, with the senses. So desiring to enjoy this world with the senses is a waste of time. That was her reflection. It's not that, arey, what I did not do in this year, I did not go outing, I did not get to eat those dishes which I liked. In this 2021, I will do all that thing, what I missed in 2020. No, whatever sense enjoyment we are going to have, they are going to bring us frustration. So that is not the reflection. That is the regret. Arey, I did not enjoy my senses. But the real reflection is this, that so many years I am trying to enjoy my senses, still they are not yet satisfied. Why do I want to again engage in the sense gratification in coming year? Let me find out some way. Here she is saying, I have wasted my time in sense enjoyment, sense gratification. That is the reflection we all should have. And then after having this reflection, she did not stop there. She came to the resolution part. What was the resolution? And we all are making resolutions for New Year. Her resolution was Sangoya Sansmriter Hetu Asatsu Vihato Dhya Saeva Sadhu Shukrito Nitsangatvaya Kalpate. When we do reflection, the second thing happens is investment. She thought, I have invested so much of my time in gathering so many things in this world and associating with all the people who have a materialistic mind, who cannot do any good to me. That was her reflection. That was, now he's thinking now, she's thinking now, I have to invest. So where to invest? In which shares I should invest, which will go up? How my financial condition will be upright or all right? She's not thinking how my all these conditions will be upright. She's thinking how my devotional condition will be all right. My spiritual side, how it will be all right. That was her investment. She's thinking now I should invest in that association which will increase my devotion to the Lord. స ఏవ సాధుషు కృతో నిస్సంగత్వాయ కల్పతే. టిల్ టుడే ఐ హావ్ యూజ్ మై ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ ఇన్ అసోసియేటింగ్ విత్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్. నౌ లెట్ మీ హ్యావ్ అ వైజ్ ఇన్వెస్ట్మెంట్. దిస్ ఈస్ ద వైజ్ ఇన్వెస్ట్మెంట్. నౌ ఆన్వర్డ్స్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు ఇన్వెస్ట్ మై టైమ్ డెవలపింగ్ లవ్ ఫర్ ద లార్డ్. దట్ ఈస్ ద రైట్ ఇన్వెస్ట్మెంట్. And that investment is not sufficient, she says. What she says? And just sometimes, many times, it may happen that we may come in the association of the devotees, but we can get hangover to other things in the association of the devotees. Now she is deciding, I have to invest my time in the association of the devotees. But she is saying, the third thing she says that, not only investing, I have to take shelter. Shelter of the devotion, shelter of the katha, shelter of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Nehayat karma dharmaya na viragaya kalpate na tirtha pada sevaye jivan api mruto siha saha. Jivan api mruto hissaha. She's saying, I have to take shelter. Tirtha pada sevai. Whose shelter? Serving the devotees of the Lord. That is the shelter. And all other activities which does not lead to develop that devotion or that service attitude, that shelter, then jivan api mruto hi saha. वो जीते हुए भी मृत है. दैट एक्टिविटीज नेह यत कर्म धर्माय. सो वॉट एवर एक्टिविटीज, वॉट एवर एंटरटेनमेंट, वॉट एवर वी डू, इफ दैट डज नॉट अलाउ अस टू डेवलप और टू टेक द शेल्टर ऑफ द डिवोटीज और टू डेवलप सर्विस एटीट्यूड, देन दैट लाइफ इज नॉट लाइफ. इट्स अ life of a dead. And what will happen when I will do this? Then she is contemplating, if I do this, if I keep reflecting how I'm moving in my life, if I invest my time in the association of the devotees and I take shelter of the devotees, the Lord's pastimes, katha, so then the fourth thing will happen is escape from this material world. So this is the real rising. R-I-S-E. Rise. This is real awakening. Escaping from this material world. Otherwise, what is happening? The illusory potency of the Lord is making us bewilder in this world. And that is what she is saying. She says that, Saham bhagavato nunam vanchita maya yadrudam yatva vimuktidam prapya na mukshayet bandhanat. The mumukshaye bandhanat. That she is saying that I have got the association of the devotees. Miss Kardam Muni was such a great personality who had seen the Lord face to face. Lord had offered him benediction. That was his character. But here, Devuti is saying, although I have obtained your association, but because of illusory energy, this is the power of material energy, I got bewildered and I did not utilize the association which I have received. I did not develop that mood to escape from this material world. We should not try to make this material world happy. It is going to remain problematic, whether it is 2020, 21, 22, 23 or 30, 32 or anything. No year, no time can solve the nature of this material world. Of course, whatever difficulties, whatever problems we face, we should try to resolve them. But to change the nature of this material world, that is not the worthwhile endeavor. And therefore here we see that to escape from this material world, Srimad Bhagavatam is offering all these descriptions of the Lord. And today this verse is basically is talking about this, Krishna's pastime, Krishna's activities. Everything culminates in the personality of Krishna. And for that activities, Srimad Bhagavatam is saying, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Alavnam, and also Pibad Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. So to escape from this material world, one has to drink the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam. Here, this Rasamalayam, drink. How much shall I drink? As much as Laya Paryanta. Our Acharyas, Alaya, Laya Paryantam you should drink. So, the three meanings are given about Laya. What exactly this Laya means? The first meaning of Laya is moksha. Till the time we achieve moksha, and even after moksha, one should continue drinking the Bhagavatam nectar. Pibatam Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. You might think, after moksha, then I will free. No, even after moksha, Paramhamsa Samhita, even a liberated devotees enjoy the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Sukadeva Goswami, he was on the stage of moksha, but he got attracted. So even after moksha, one should continue drinking this nectar. Pibadam Bhagavadam Rasamalayam. Another meaning about lay is given, lay also comes pralay. Pralay, this is in, there are Ashta Satvika Vikar, means when a devotee becomes ecstatic, there are different, you know, his body hairs, they stand on the end, and different bhavas, they manifest. So the pralay is the last stage of Ashta Satvika Vikar. And when that pralay happens, then murcha takes place. The person becomes faint, like he becomes unconscious, he faints. So, Bhagavatam kab tak peena chahiye? Jab tak vyakti murchit nahi ho jata. Till the time one does not faint or becomes unconscious. We become unconscious, but differently. But the real meaning of pralay, how long I should drink? Till the time I faint. Abhi ye stage aane ke liye, how much we must hear? Can we say, can I become bore? Abhi bore ho raha hai Bhagavatam sunne mein, padhne mein. Till the time we become faint. And after you faint, again, when you become conscious, again drink. That is what has been said. Pibadam Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. And the third meaning of laya is spoken. Alayam. Jab tak Krishna ke alingan nahi kar lete. Till that time, one should drink this nectar of Bhagavatam. And that is the rasa. That is the rasamalayam. That nectar is given in the Bhagavatam. Because we are coming to the end of Srimad Bhagavatam. We should understand the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. And in this Bhagavatam, this is the paramount of rasa. The sarvoccha rasa means anyone who desires rasa. Or some melos, Prabhupada would translate it as a humor. Well, har ek cheez mein kuch rasa hota hai, isn't it? Means when you know, yesterday Kriti Nita Prabhu was saying that when a drunkard drinks a wine, there is some rasa, usme kuch to hai, isn't it? Therefore people yesterday celebrated with that, isn't it? Most of the time. So that rasa represents Krishna. Is one. So in this world we see there are so many things having different taste, which attracts us. You know, for somebody, cricket must be attractive. Usme ek rasa aata hai. Or for someone, football is attractive. So, there is a relativity in this rasa. In this taste. Somebody who likes cricket, he might not like football. And one who likes football, he might not like cricket. And as, therefore, there are so many brands, there are so many varieties. But when it comes to Krishna Katha, when it comes to Krishna praying, when it comes to devotional service, then that rasa, that taste is absolute. It's not relative. It's not that I will experience and you will not experience. Or someone when on the platform, definitely there is a levels of achieving that. But if we go through that process of devotional service, everyone guaranteed to experience that rasa. It will not be different for someone and it will be different for someone. It will be same. It will be absolute. So that rasa we should aspire for. And that rasa is there in the Bhagavatam. And Krishna is a rasa raj, rasa vigraha. He's a full of those rasas. And he displays those rasas in his pastimes. And therefore here, it has been said, Govinda Gopa Vanita Vraja Bhritya Gita. And those pastimes are sung by the devotees. Those pastimes are relished by the devotees. And therefore, Kunti Maharani sings, Kunti Maharani says, this verse also comes in the, like similar verse, Kunti Maharani speaks in her prayers to Lord Krishna. That time also similar verse comes over there. This is the text number 43. And there Prabhupada writes a nice purport over there. I am reading that purport. A summary of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, is made herein by Srimati Kunti Devi. The Almighty Lord has his eternal transcendental abode where he is engaged in keeping Surbi cows. He descends on the material world to reclaim his devotees and to annihilate the disturbing elements in groups of political parties and kings who are supposed to be in charge of administration work. He creates, maintains and annihilates by his unlimited energies, and still he is always full with prowess and does not deteriorate in potency. The cows, the brahmanas and the devotees of the Lord are all objects of his personal attention, special attention, because they are very important factors for the general welfare of living beings. So the same verse, Prabhupada has given this purport. Therefore, because he is a Suridha Sarva Bhutanam, his activities are also glorious. Bhavesmin klishyamananam avidya kama karma bhi Shravana smarana arhani karishe iti kechana. And then she says, why, what is the glories of this hearing and chanting about Lord? Kunti Maharani is saying, Bhavesha klishyamananam. Actually, Lord Krishna has given, the main cause of his appearance is to give his leelas to the devotees. When they can hear, they can absorb themselves on those leelas. Janma karma cha medivam. Therefore Lord Krishna says that paritranaya sadunam and vinashaya dushkam, that is secondary for Lord. But for him, this is the primary thing. And that is what Kunti Maharani is saying. That these pastimes, they take away the trouble of the devotees. Bhavishya klishyamanana. Bhavesmin, sorry. And then she says, what is the glories? Shrunvanti gayanti grinanti abhikshanas grinanti nandanti tave hitam jana saiva pashyanti chirena tavakam parambujap. She says that when you achieve the lotus feet of the Lord, padambujam, what happens? Bhavat, this bhava is cut down. This Sanskrite, the cycle of birth and death. So this Shravan Kirtan leads to the lotus feet of the Lord. And for that, Lord Krishna has manifested himself in different forms. Means in the same form, you know, he displays different rasas. So I would like to describe this. There are three, like, of course we know there are five rasas which Lord experiences reciprocation with the devotees. Shantaras, Sakhyaras, then Vatsalya, then is a Madhurya. These are the five rasas Lord Krishna reciprocates. And he displays his form appropriately as per the recipient. So, just like, for example, we understand. From first to five years, you know, from first year to 5 years, the child is attractive. Now, when the child is chubby, when child is little fat, so everyone gets attracted to that child. You know, everyone wants to catch his cheeks. And the photos which we have in Bhakti Vedanta Hall, those paintings, if you see, that where Krishna is a bit chubby. You know, South Indian paintings, where Krishna is shown as a chubby child. And that child attracts everyone's attention. Chai kitna bhi ho, kaise bhi ho, means that child attracts the attention of hard-hearted also. So Krishna displays that form to attract the Vatsalya, attract the devotees who want to love him in Vatsalya. And then 6 to 10 is the age where now he wants to experience Sakya. So if in that Sakya, if he has the jara thoda chubby and all this thing, then it is not that fragile. You cannot play nicely with the friends. So in that rasa, he displays his like a very proper form where he can reciprocate, he can play as much as he want. And his friends thinks, oh, our Krishna is so attractive. And for Madhurya, he displays between 11 to 15, 16. Which is Krishna's eternal age, 16, showed us our Shri Krishna. For appropriately, which attracts gopis who want to love him in that rasa, who want to serve him in that rasa. So those form he displays. And beautiful explanation is given by our acharyas about all these exchanges of Lord. So, Kavi Karnapur and Jeev Goswamis, they both explain beautifully about Lord. How beautiful that childhood form of the Lord was. We all know, just like when Vasudevji came and he exchanged. Of course, Yashoda also had given a birth. And that Vasudev Krishna merged into Yashoda Krishna. And when the first day, the description Kavi Karnapur gives about first day, everyone was seeing Krishna. And that day, when now that exchange happened, Vasudevji went back, and the day, next day, when all the dasis in Nanda Maharaja's home, those who were serving Yashoda, when they saw Krishna, they were thinking, what a adbhut balak, what a great child. We have never seen such child. And the beauty of that child was described. So they, because Yashoda was tired, exhausted by giving him birth because of labor pain. So all these dasis, they woke her up. Hey Yashoda, get up, just see how beautiful the child is. And then the acharyas describe the beauty of that child. His color, when Yashoda first time saw Krishna, she saw that the color is like a Indra Neelamani. He has a blue sapphire, you know. Krishna's kanti was like a Indra Neelamani. And his cheeks were explained like a red ruby, Padma Mani. And when Yashoda saw her, his palms, his lips, they were Kamala Ratna Mani. All this description, when Yashoda saw, she became overwhelmed. She was thinking like that, that his beauty is like this. When again the thought entered in her mind, that but money is hard in nature. But Krishna's limbs and Krishna's body is so soft like a butter. Means butter, you can put your finger inside. Means if you try to catch butter, your finger will enter inside. So she was thinking that his body, his limbs are so soft. And she was abstaining to hold Krishna, thinking that my hands, my fingers will be creating scratches on Krishna's body. So I should not hold Krishna. So she was abstaining to catch Krishna, hold Krishna, thinking that, oh, so soft his limbs are. But Dasis told her, hey, this is your Lala, you have to pick him up. Do not worry. So when she caught her, means she went and she thodi jhuk gayi, she bent to catch Krishna, to hold Krishna. So when she bent, what happened? She saw her reflection in Krishna's body. And as soon as she saw her reflection in Krishna's body, she immediately started shouting, Narsimha, Narsimha, Narsimha. She started thinking, hey, which witch has come to pick my son? She became fearful seeing her own reflection in Krishna's body. Gachha, gachha, chale jao, chale jao. She started shouting like this. And see, this kolahal was happening, this shouting was happening there. So that time, Krishna opened her eyes. Big lotus petals like eyes. When he opened, and when he first time saw at Yashoda Mai, that first glance of Krishna at Yashoda, and when Yashoda saw that, the love and ecstasy was erupting like a volcano in her heart. And they were feeling such a joy that they were going more and more into the Vatsalya Bhav, Vatsalya Prem. When first time Krishna saw Yashoda, it is explained that he also started staring at Mother Yashoda. And then when this news went, and one old servant, one old Dasi, she took this news to Nanda Maharaj. And when Nanda Maharaj heard this, by hearing this news that how beautiful that child is, on that spot he fainted. So many times he fainted when he reached where Yashoda had given birth to Krishna. So Krishna displayed that form, and when Nanda Maharaj saw that form, he went in ecstasy. This is how Krishna displayed his form, that beauty. And not only that, as he was growing and he was performing, he started performing pastimes. What he was trying to get up with holding taking help of the wall. And he would try to get up, and whenever he would try to get up, he would fall. The Vishwambar, one who is holding this earth, this whole universe, that personality is falling again and again, just in attempt to get up, in attempt to stand up. And then he started performing all these leelas. where he was walking, where he was like, what do you call? Reina, you know? Toddling. Yeah. So, when he started doing, so he started performing so many pastimes which attracted the hearts of all the gopis, all these Vatsalya devotees. One day, Krishna, this is what Vilomanga Thakur says, Govatsa bale shishukaka paksham badnantam amboja dalayataksham uvacha mata chibukam grahitva govinda damodara madhavaiti. One day, Krishna, what he did? He caught hold of the cheek of his friend, one gopa, and he caught hold of the tail of one vatsa, and he was trying to knot his shika and his tail of the calf. And Yashoda was watching all this. So Yashoda came and hold his chin, Krishna's chin, like this. Hey, Govind, hey Damodar, what are you doing? Kya kar rahe tum? And Krishna just sat watching her. So by performing such pastimes, he just drowned all the Brajavasis in Vatsalya. And then displaying his beauty of a Sakya Bhav, Sakya Prem. After, like, when child grows up, here we can see that. When child grows up, when he starts playing, in the beginning he wants only mother. But when he starts playing, when he gets that much strength, so then he does not want mother, he wants friends. And you will see that. In Krishna Lila also we see, Krishna was spending so much time with his friends. And whenever then mother would come to call him, he won't go. So Yashoda would send Mother Rohini, go and call Krishna. So she would go, but Krishna would be busy playing. He did not want to come back home. So that time, Rohini Devi, she would feel, I don't have a sufficient love where Krishna can be called. She did not feel, hey, kitna naughty hai. He doesn't listen to me. She didn't think that way. She thought, my love is not that much which can attract Krishna or call Krishna. So then she would go to Yashoda and she would tell, Yashoda, please, now you go and call. And then when Yashoda would come, she would say, hey Krishna, come, don't you want to have food? And when his friends would stop him, hey Krishna, don't go, we won't take you next time. So with that fear, Krishna won't leave. But Mata would do that, you all come for prasadam. For each and every gopa was fed by Mother Yashoda. And that is how she fed. And how this is how Krishna enjoyed. And then Gocharan Leela, he would go into the forest with his friends. He would perform. And today also this is a description about sun god. Now it is going to happen. It is an expansion of. And during this Leela, he performed Kaliya. And where all these 12 Adityas, Dwadash Aditya, they came to serve Krishna. After this Kaliya Leela. And that description is going to come in next verses, or tomorrow it is going to happen. All these 12 Adityas, in the 12 months, the presiding deities of those months, in this month of Jan and December and January, Amshu is the sun god. So those leelas were performed by Lord Krishna. And the highest form, Madhurya Vigraha, this is a Sakya Vigraha, perfectly, which can reciprocate with the devotee, the friends. And the Madhurya Vigraha, I'll just take 5 minutes, which increases that love, which is Krishna's eternal form, that 16-year-old boy of Vrindavan. So that form is so attractive that all the gopis, they get attracted towards Krishna. So Krishna would go now to take his cows in the forest. And when there was a time to come back in the evening, so now everyone was waiting, those who were feeling separation in the Vrindavan. Mother Yashoda would feel separation from Krishna. Gopis would feel separation from Krishna. When there was a evening time, Goraj, you know, Goraj was seen, that is the time understood, oh, Sandhyakal ho chuki hai. The evening has come. So, when Krishna would try, what he would do, now when there is a Sandhya, when evening approaches, Krishna would play his flute to call his cows. Chalo, come back. So many times, Jiva Goswami explains that many times cow won't come. Ki, now we'll be in separation. Now this is the time Krishna will take us back. We'll have to go to our own places. Krishna will be away from us. So what, they won't come. Even after Krishna playing flute. And another reason Jiva Goswami gives that, the cows wanted that Krishna should call their names. For that reason, they wouldn't come. So they wanted to hear, oh Gange, oh Mukte, this way, oh Dhavli. That way they wanted to hear. And they had a different name. Vishwanath Chakravarti Goswami, he says that there were four main colors, Shvet, Rakta, and all other black. And in that, they had 25 different shades. And in that, another. So there were 108 types of cows group. And Krishna would have beads to count. Have they come back or not? So when all the cows would come back, then only Krishna would leave. So in that, Bilomangal Thakur prays to Lord that, oh Lord, just like you are known as Gopal and you are taking care of all the cows and you are carrying them back home, similarly, go also means senses. My five senses are going everywhere, trying to enjoy this world. You are the Gopal, please bring them under your control and engage them in your service. Just like you all are gathering all the cows and taking them to the cowshed. That is what Bilwa Mangal Thakur is praying. And now, the thing. So now, they come, all the cows, they come together and now the time is to come back. So what happens? In the beginning, Krishna and Balramji, they walk together towards Vrindavan. And Vrindavan, as it approaches or it comes closer, all these devotees, when they come closer to Vrindavan, Krishna starts walking slow. So Balramji is thinking, what is happening? Why? Krishna is walking slow. Hey, he says, Krishna, walk fast. We have to go back. I am feeling hungry. Krishna would say, I am feeling very tired now. I can't walk fast. I can't walk quickly. You please go ahead. And because now Krishna, as soon as Balramji moves ahead, Krishna feels moksha. Oh, now I am alone. Because what he wanted to do? He wanted to reciprocate with the gopis who are waiting for him. And when Krishna enters with his glances, he satisfies all the gopis who were waiting for him. Because he did not want to exchange those rasa with Balramji being present over there. So Balramji goes ahead, he stays back and he reciprocates that with all the devotees. He fulfills. And when they receive the glances of Krishna, all the gopis, they start sprinting. Just like a car, they fall, you know. They start fainting. Just by hearing this and understanding this, we can understand this is not a mundane. Nobody falls like that. How much love you may have for someone? This is a transcendental exchanges. And then Krishna would come back, and Krishna is now approaching his home. And that beautiful painting in NOD we have, you know, that where Mother Yashoda is holding, spreading her arms like this. When she sees that Krishna has come closer to the palace, Nanda Bhavan, she sits down on the knees and she calls, Krishna! And by hearing that, Krishna would run fast and catch hold of Mother Yashoda. And then Acharyas explain so much ecstasy it happens, that in this description is there. This is how Krishna reciprocates with devotees. That is what Krishna here explain in this Bhagavatam. And then it is explained what happens with all these leelas. Yatsyananam akara kundala charu karna Brajat kapola subhagam suvilas hasam Nityotsavam natatrupir darshi bhi pibantyo Narya narascha mudita kupita nimescha. With these pastimes, with these exchanges, there was everyday festival in Vrindavan. In the association of Krishna, Nityotsavam, we need not have to wait at the last day of the year. When we are in Krishna consciousness, when we are with Krishna, then every day is a Nityotsavam. That is the real celebration. And that is the real entering in new year. So let us make our every day as a celebration, not wait for a new year to come. Nityotsavam. And that is what our Acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, has given to all of us. And we utilize our time in investing in these practices, then definitely one day we will be with Krishna. We will experience that rasa. So I would like to stop here. I am really, really sorry for going overboard. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.